Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today, we are going to talk about frostbite and our natural remedies. As we live in northern Minnesota and winter is upon us, we are freezing. I know I am. So I wear a lot of heavy clothes and a lot of layers so that when I go inside, I can take a few of my layers off. And when I go back outside, I'm pretty warm. You actually can catch me outside in my snow pants quite often. And I do not snowmobile. I just like being warm. So frostbite, it's a serious cause on our skin and our extremities. We get frostbite on our nose, our ears. Any exposed skin that the wind has contact with or that the snow has contact with is vulnerable to frostbite. And I know in the last couple days we've had below freezing temperatures, and actually 5 below, 21 below with 40 below wind chills. So that is frostbite within 10 minutes of your skin being exposed. So let's find some remedies and see how we can help ourselves out and maybe not get out any frostbite at all. And if so, what did our ancestors use to treat their skin? Some of our natural remedies is aloe. You know, from the aloe plant, we can use this. It's fantastic for antiseptic, and it's antibacterial. It has anti-inflammatory agents in it. It's fantastic for moisturizing and regenerating the skin. What you'd want to do is just really apply some of this aloe straight on the affected area where you've had your frostbite. And then you'll take your gauze, which is clean, and just wrap it so softly over the affected area. Be careful so you don't scratch that or open that, or make sure that there's no wounds opening. And always make sure that you get checked out by a doctor if you have any open sores or blistering or discoloration. Go to that doctor and see what he can do with you. And the aloe plant, and this is convenient because we have a lot of aloe gels out there, but you can get your aloe plant and just cut a little piece of that aloe plant off and use the white milky residue that comes out. Just take care of your skin. And how about this one? Marshmallow. This promotes healing of any frosted areas. And you boil the roots for about 10 to 15 minutes. And you let it cool off. And then you're going to apply that gauze and that, basically that tea that you've made with your boiled roots from the marshmallow plant. And you're going to put this gauze over the infected area after it's cooled. Another one is witch hazel. Witch hazel promotes recovery of frostbitten areas. It helps prevent infections with water on the injuries when you mix it with witch hazel. And it just really promotes a faster recovery in these frostbit areas. And here's one. Potatoes. Would never think about that. Potatoes. That's a healing restorative property. What you can do is you can blend your potato in the blender and you apply your juice with the gauze and soak it over the area that has frostbite. Cucumbers? Yep, that's right. Cucumbers. Cucumbers restore the property of the skin. You can blend your cucumbers and mash them, and once you've made a nice little pulp of cucumber juice, put that pulp on the skin for 15 minutes. And again, we like to apply the gauze. And the reason we apply the gauze is just to make sure that we keep a lot of the bacterial that's around our surface areas of the house and anywhere that we might be. And we just really want to keep infection away from any of the areas that are already damaged. How about some ginger? Ginger increases your circulation as well as decreases inflammation. And how we get this is we eat our ginger and we can drink it as a tea as well. And how about radishes? I know, huh? Some of these things we would never have thought about. Radishes are great for healing wounds. We smash it and we apply the juice over the wounds. Again, with a clean gauze. So those are a few of the things that we can use on the herbal remedies that our ancestors used and some of our friends have used. And they can really help in these areas of distress for our skin. So again, that was radishes and ginger and cucumbers and potatoes, witch hazel, marshmallow, the aloe plant. And let's chat a little bit more about some other herbal supports that our ancestors have taught us and that Mother Earth has blessed us with our healing properties for ourselves, as well as Mother Earth taking care of herself. So a couple other herbal remedies that we can use are horsetail. This one I really like because I like to gather horsetail myself. And this can help with rebuilding skin tissues. And it has a protein that is vital to the cellular regeneration in the connective skin, and it also helps with bone and cartilage. And so horsetail is fantastic for frostbite. How about rosehip? Rosehip is rich in vitamin C, and it really helps with revitalizing and the growth of new skin cells. We can drink some teas that will help us when we have frostbite extremities. Chamomile, feverfew, peppermint, sage, and yarrow. These are going to help us calm our system and help with any inflammatory areas with the skin frostbite. How about an onion poultice? We can apply this cold and we mash the onion. And we can put this on your frostbite areas. And this is from our friends, the Norwegians. So some of the remedies we have from our ancestors of the Ojibwe, and every once in a while we'll toss in some of our friends, our Nijas, herbal remedies, because Mother Earth loves healing, and our plants are here for us to use and give respect to and her thanks. You can also use horsetail when you would like to take a bath. This will soak your whole entire body, which would be fantastic in any areas that have been frostbite. That's our thoughts on frostbite, and I hope that you get a few great ideas for our herbal remedies. Take care of yourself in our frozen tundra during the winter in northern Minnesota. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say mi gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.